Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, I'm just saying, if you have a town that you'd like us to mention, Dan, we'd love to hear it. Just shoot us an email.
We're doing town by request now?
Yeah, town by request.
I love it.
We'll put it on the map. I don't know about in Conshohocken. I have a feud with Conshohocken over the Wawa there. That's another story. That was a massive feud, though. Is that the Hibernian music I hear in the background?
It's becoming the Hibernian music.
Okay.
Yes.
Because our next guest is, principal figure with the Officer Daniel Boyle Division of the Hibernians. Okay? That's number 88. I didn't know there were so many Hibernians. On the top of the letterhead from Patrick Boyle, it says Irish Catholic American. He joins us here. He's the president of the Ancient Order of the Hibernians on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Pat, it's so good to meet up with you again. Sorry it's under such bad circumstances.
Good morning, Don. Nice to talk to you again. It's been many years since we spoke.
But I remember that, and I was at WWDB again. I don't know if it was one of the first, and I think Conklin was there. It was a fundraiser around your son, and I think it was pretty fresh, his killing. It was over at the Melrose Country Club.
That's correct. Yeah, we had a golf tournament over there.
Yeah, and I came after the golf, and that is a long time ago. So Danny was killed in the line of duty in 1991?
Yes, that's correct, in February.
And the circumstance, Pat, I remember, I didn't go back and look it up because I wanted to be fresh with you, was something, he was in his vehicle and someone jumped on the front and fired at him through the window?
Well, basically, it was he saw a car going up the wrong way on a one-way street down around 8th and Susquehanna. He followed the car. It turned out to be a stolen auto. And he stopped the car. He crashed into the back of the suspect's car. The suspect jumped out of the car, jumped on the hood, fired 12 to 13 shots from an automatic. Did not hit him, ironically. He fell off the hood and fired another one through the passenger window of the squad car, and that's the one that caught Danny in the right temple.
How old was he at that point, Patrick?
He was 21.
Oh, I thought it was 22. 21 years
of age. Yeah, he would have been 22. March 7th is his, would be his birthday. He would have been 22.
I don't have to tell you the horrific number of cops that have been killed, and the pain never goes away. But that one jumped out because of your background, because of how vicious this was, and because of his age, and because of what he did to stop someone, at least at that point, before he was killed. And I think a playground was named. Is that still ongoing, the Daniel Boyle Playground?
Yes, it is still ongoing. That they do a lot of great things up there at the playground. The Hibernians are named after them. And, of course, the scholarship fund is still going on. I'm still raising money for the scholarship fund that said kids, underprivileged kids, to go to school.
Well, you've really taken the difficulty and turned it into something positive. If people want to contribute, Patrick, where do they go? Is there a website?
There is a website, Officer Dan Boyle Scholarship Fund. I have a P.O. Box that is P.O. Box 11511, Philadelphia, PA, 19116.
We'll put that up on Twitter after we're done talking, Pat. So
I appreciate it, Don.
Yeah, then Dan sees this. He scours around for stuff. A letter from the Hibernians to Krasner. So it's not just you. And I don't know if Krasner knows how, your son's death, nothing's like Faulkner because of Mumia, of course, but it's up there in our mindset. Sadly, some of these cops get forgotten. I remember maybe a dozen of them. You probably remember more than that because of something about it that was just startling. And this, your son's age was one part of this. You write to Krasner because this creep has that wall of remembrance there at the DA's office, can't let it alone, with cops like your son on there, Daniel Faulkner and others. And
Too many others.
And Seth Williams and Lynn Abraham, no problem. He claims he has to cover it up. So you've written this to him. Have you gotten any response from Krasner's office?
I have not.
And what are you asking him or telling him to do, Pat?
Either move the portraits or take the cover down, which I now understand that they have been relocated to another part of the building.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that for a fact, but that's what I've been told by a couple of people.
All right, so if not that, you want the photo back, the portrait back.
Well, not now, I don't. If it was continued to be covered up, yes. I did.
Right, yeah, that's what I meant, yeah.
So
You think there would be a response, because this is a matter of sacred honor here. This is stuff that, so, you know, what's your sense of Krasner as a police detective, 38 years and stuff like this? What do you think's going on with this guy?
Yeah, Dom, I'm not sure what's going on with him because, you know, I've been out of the business now for about 17 years. I retired in 2004. When I first heard about this controversy of the draping of the photos of the heroes of the city, you know, I was incensed, obviously. So that's when I wrote the letter. And I also put in there that why, what law was he following? And
right.
He can't tell me, and nobody else can seems to know what law we're talking about here.
Yeah.
And if this was explained in such a way by him or somebody, his office, we're going to move these photos to another place in our office. There wouldn't be a controversy.
Right.
You put a cover over all these heroes and not say why. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, let me intervene and say my take on him through all the stories and all we've done. He's an arrogant, miserable guy. He's anti-cop. And the other thing is, Patrick, he doesn't get that there's still people around that remember all this stuff, not just Daniel Faulkner, but they do remember your son after all these years, 30 years. It takes a lot to do that, and I'm so glad that you wrote that we can highlight what's involved here. Imagine at the age of 21, and I've done these events, as you know, where people have lost someone 20 or 30 years later, and at the event they have very, very difficult time getting through the event. It doesn't go away. So the least we can do is have remembrance of each one of these. Thank God your son has remembrance, the playground, the scholarship, etc. But in places of honor, this ought to be number one. It's fine to put up statues to all kinds of people, but people that lost their life in a very, very difficult job protecting us, they deserve a place of honor every single day.
Well, thank you, Dad. I agree with that, yes.
So, Patrick, thank you. Again, we'll see if this is true, that they have moved it. I'll put you on hold. If you give that information to Dan for the scholarship,
sure.
We'll put that up on Twitter. And are you still doing a golf tournament or anything like
yes.
that?
Yes. Okay. Well, obviously, last year I had to cancel it because
yeah.
of the COVID thing, and that was in last May. I had to cancel that. I rescheduled it in September, which I had to cancel again because of COVID. But I'm scheduled for May 17th at Northampton Valley Country Club.
Okay. We'll highlight that too, Patrick. We'll be on it.
Dom, please. Thank you very, very much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.